1044, a little Martina. Noted Little Rock legal counsel, one-time prosecutor, defense attorney now, amongst many other aspects of his legal practice, and Sunday Buzz legal contributor, Jerry Larkowski, the Polish Quiz Kid. He's in studio as we're going through the events that occurred on Friday. Before we get to Jerry, though, I'd like a little Chico's Bail Bond live fan feedback. Han Solo, what do we what do we have over there from some some of our fine faithful?
Two polar opposite opinions of the midday show, you know.
Oh, correct. In other words, my criticism of the zone having them not weigh in on legal matters.
Yeah, Alejandro agrees with you that they are not.
What does he say?
He calls them locker room lawyers.
Thank you for setting the zone straight and other locker room lawyers straight.
Sean.
Okay. Sean in Little Rock.
He just thinks you're an SOB. So.
Well, that doesn't put Sean in any sort of unique category. What does he say? Bill, you elitist SOB.
So you're smart enough to talk about the law, but the zone hosts aren't?
Well.
He makes his point.
Yes. I think that...
SOB, sipper of beer.
Right. Good analysis of that. Now, okay, who... Damon
Springs.
In Hot Springs.
Isn't it really about having a circus trial on court TV, et cetera? The state and the prosecutor don't want that. There is the DNA evidence that is hard to argue. It would be a black eye on our already black-eyed justice system, i.e. Wayne Dumond.
Well, there's no Wayne Dumond.
Dumond.
There's no need to bring in the very talented black-eyed peas into this debate.
Leave Fergie out of it.
We talked a little bit about DNA and DNA testing. A byproduct of a new trial, an actual new trial, would mean that the state would go in and, theoretically, they would go in and objectively examine the DNA. I think a lot is made, and by the way, and to a degree, rightfully so, of the defense and their DNA testing. And I guess, Jerry, this is my thought on that. If you're the defense team for the three, well, yeah, you want your own DNA testing, but you're not going in to objectively examine all the evidence for DNA. You are going in specifically to find alternatives to your clients in terms of what DNA is present. And I'm not saying that's what they should do. I agree with that. That's what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to be objective. But that doesn't necessarily exonerate the three kids from their convictions.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, the way this whole thing shook out, that there is still a possibility that one or more of them were involved in this. I don't think that there's evidence that disproves them or exonerates them, but I think there's what happened over the years was this overwhelming snowballing of problems with the case that got to the point that HBO got involved, that these celebrities got involved, that websites were formed and checks were, you know, sent in, and all this interest came in. And you know, like you said, there are hundreds of people that are sitting there, you know, that did not get HBO involved, that don't have any celebrities on their side, that it makes you wonder, you know, what else? And that's what the Innocence Project is trying to do. They can't do them all, but they do cherry pick some cases and try to make a difference.
Well, I go back to the idea that justice was served on neither side, and that's why, if indeed a new trial was called for, that's one of the issues that's there. And the prosecutor in this case, Scott Ellington, you can't. I understand a couple of the puny reasons that he put forward for wanting to cut a deal. I don't think that they rise to the level of calling the entire justice system in Arkansas into question. And this is one of these cases that society looks toward. Or let me put it this way. We both know your old boss, Larry Jagley. Larry Jagley's not a guy who puts his finger in the... He doesn't lick his finger and put it in the wind. He's not trying cases based on what he hopes a political future to be. Larry Jagley wakes up, goes down to his office, sits in that office, tries to figure out what the right thing to do is, and never worries about the consequences to himself or his office. He tries cases. He pursues justice. with a blindness that you would hope for all the folks who are in the prosecutorial positions that we have around the state. He's a guy that you trust to do the right thing. In this case, it sure seems to me that a lot of external factors came into play. The prosecutor's political future. You've got a great story. If you're Damian Echols, and I'm not naive enough to believe that folks in prison don't create stories to con people into believing things. It's a great story. I was different. That's why I was convicted. The confession that came from the Baldwin kid that he later recanted.
Miss Kelly,
I'm sorry. There were aspects of that confession that were incorrect. But then again, there were aspects of the confession that he gave that weren't known to the general public. I think you use the word troubling, and that's got to be the case, because I don't like to think that, unlike folks with HBO or celebrities that might get involved, or Natalie Maines or whatever, that they love to see themselves as crusading for a victim, and that these people were victims because they were different and they were convicted based on prejudice. I believe that there are true elemental points to this case that really could drive home convictions. I also believe what you pointed out. In 1993, DNA evidence was in its infancy, and the fact that others have been proven to be at the scene certainly exists the possibility of others being involved or solely involved. That's why you go back and have a new trial. You know, the stepfather whose DNA was present at the time, does he have an alibi? Was he at work all day long, you know, viewed by 30 people until 7 that evening? I mean, those are aspects that you and I don't know.
Right.
If so, how does his DNA show up there? Was he gone for long stretches of time? I mean, that's the beauty of science and traditional legal maneuvering, that you're able to mix the two. And
sure.
And if faced with a total absence for 7 hours over the course of that day, and DNA being at the scene, certainly that makes a compelling case. If, however, like I said, he's at work all day long and all evening long, and he has an ironclad alibi, well, then that takes him off the suspect list, in spite of his DNA being at the scene. So all of those things we don't get because we don't get a new trial. And I know when you were a prosecutor, I mean, you had to make decisions based on what you thought you could get.
Absolutely. I mean, you always do. It's a quantum of proof, and what is the value of this case?
But in this case, Jerry? But in this case, Jerry, it's a pretty one-sided deal. I go from death row to a hotel room in 20 hours.
In a matter of hours, yeah.
In 20 hours.
Partying with rock stars.
With Eddie Vedder. I'm not sure what the state gets. What's the other side here? If this was a deal, okay, I'll pay full price for your car, and I'll pay a little bit more. I don't get it. It's a one-sided deal. Do they believe? And we're catching some Chico Babine's live fan feedback. One woman believes I'm trying to protect some friends. I have no friends in this. I don't know anyone here. So,
well, let me give you two thoughts. Alluded earlier that the way that the case would be processed today is a lot different than how it would have been mm-hmm. back then. DNA was analysis was available back then, but the best way to liken it would be DNA in 1993 would be like the Nixon-Kennedy televised debates versus televised debates today. Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally has gone that far and that much more involved and is a lot more prevalent and in today's world with the way that I understand this case. I think what would have happened is the state would have sent off that hair strand to be mm-hmm. a DNA analyzed, and the stepfather may have become a suspect at that point. Yep. And these three guys may have just walked away from him thinking, well, we don't have their DNA at the scene. We've got this guy's. And I mean, that's a defense attorney's dream is why are they prosecuting these guys
right.
when this guy's hair is at the scene? So, that's just how that's going.
But again, that's the benefit of a new trial is to put those facts on display. And for this prosecutor, and I guess ultimately what this really boils down to is that I believe that from the state's perspective, the state's interests were not well represented by this prosecutor because he has future political interests. And I don't know, you hear the guy's name rumored as a candidate. Does that play into it? He can say that he doesn't, but to watch him at a press conference trying to make a case of the fact that by getting them to plead guilty, it could have saved the state liability from a lawsuit. Now that becomes the basis by which we try cases. It doesn't make sense. It certainly doesn't make sense, and it's kind of sad because again, as my friend Rebecca Tenniel said, there are either six victims in this case or there are three victims in this case, and you know there's no double jeopardy here. This is a conviction. The case is closed. These three kids, well, they're not kids anymore. These three men maintain their innocence. For that to be true, somebody has gotten away with a triple murder. Mm-hmm. For that to be true, somebody's gotten away with a triple murder. For that not to be true, three murderers got out.
You know, I've always referred to the concept of natural justice. These guys served 18 years. On a 25, 30-year sentence, they would have been eligible for parole by 21 on a 30-year sentence because it's a 70% rule and whatever. Quick, do whatever 70% is a 25. It's probably close to 18. Yeah. So, yes, had it gone to a jury and they didn't find the death penalty or life without parole, but they gave a term of years, 10 to 40 is a range. And, you know, that set of circumstances could have happened too. So, you know, that's the con argument is that, you know, we got 18 years of their lives. So if they really did do it, you know,
boy, but if they didn't, I mean, again, that's what I'm saying. That's my point is that there did not seem, I don't blame the defense team and I don't blame the defendants. That's what they're supposed to do. It's the other side seems to have let us down in this case because, and that's why we're not able to truly understand if justice is served in this case. And so I lay that squarely at the feet of the prosecutor, Scott Ellington, and his inability to do his job. And then we can talk about the state Supreme Court and two special justices sat to hear whether there should be an evidentiary hearing and what they did. But at some point, somebody's got to stand up much better for the state's interest in determining whether things go forward or not. And I don't care if they're—I mean, the arguments that they made were weak. The prosecutor, the arguments for not moving forward were weak at best. Jerry, thank you very much for coming in and explaining some of this stuff.
Thanks for having me.
I thought it was fantastic. Hope we'll catch some live fan, some Chico's Bail Bond live fan feedback for you.
There you go.
So, Jerry Larkowski, the white Polish Johnny Cochran / Perry Mason.
Cochranowski?
You are Cochranowski. That's it. Here at Cochran Larkowski. That's what you need. That's like a buddy cop movie, only what do you take when you take one streetwise hipster and team him with the Polish whiz kid?
My bad commercial was always going to be, if I don't win your case for you, you're going to serve some time. It kind of rhymes. But
Larkowski doing material here on the program.
I don't think it would have worked.
No.
I think I would have driven away business.
No. Thanks again, Jerry. Really appreciate it. Rex Nelson in. We're going to talk about the Miami Hurricane. In the next hour, we're going to look through the top 25 of the Associated Press preseason college football poll, SEC predictions, and a ton of stuff. Stay with us. Back with more after this.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.